fast, because today sees the installation of a public access defibrillator, and it's the first one at a Belfast taxi firm, I believe. Let me speak to John McPolin from the ambulance service. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, this is important, isn't it? We've touched on this a few times before on the programme, access to defibrillators.
It's absolutely important. It's a very good day for King Street and the surrounding area. In that taxi depot, there's approximately 5,000 people go through it every day, and many of them are getting taxis up into the west of the city, which is an economically deprived area, so all those things are predisposed to people having heart attacks. The defibrillator there, it's a public access defibrillator, which means it's fully automatic and it's really idiot-proof, so it's just if somebody goes down, people can get the pads on and the defibrillator will tell them whether a shot is needed or not, and it is a real chance of saving somebody's life while we're waiting for the paramedics to arrive.
Now, this is at the Belfast Taxi ICI Depot, King Street. That's very close. It's not far from the likes of Primark. That's the general area, isn't it?
It's right out the back door of the Castle Court, just up beside Madden's Bar in the Castle Court complex. So it's an area, a very, very busy area within the city centre, and we're just delighted to be at the West Belfast Partnership Board have sponsored this and put that defibrillator in place, and we've been working with them to make sure that we're aware that it's there, because that means that if anybody collapses in the street, we know there's a defibrillator in that building and we can send who was making the call to the building to get the defibrillator out. And as you know, every second counts when we're talking about saving lives.
Yeah, and 5,000 passengers going through the likes of the West Belfast Taxi Association cars. So, as you mentioned, a lot of people, a lot of sadly potential customers for heart attacks. It could happen to any of us at any time. But when we say access, is it 24-hour access, or do you have to? Does the depot have to be open? How does that work?
It's kept inside a depot, so it will be available during open hours, which is a big improvement on what is available in the area at this moment in time, Frank. And the biggest job for us now is to get the public confident enough to be able to act when they see somebody collapse. You know, a lot of public are afraid that they might hurt somebody to start CPR, but you can't really hurt somebody who's about to die in front of you. You know, we'd rather we're dealing with somebody having been too energetic with their compressions and maybe breaking a rib or two than somebody actually dying. So our message is get the defibs out among the community and get people interested in learning CPR, learning first aid, because really you never do know when you might need it and when you would be a lifesaver.
Okay, John, thank you for that. John McPolin from the Ambulance Service.